This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're a proud media partner of On the Ground through a partnership with Concentrate Media. And their project manager, reporter, Sarah Rigg, joins us now. What are you focusing on this week?
We're talking about the Ypsilanti Community High School Choir and their efforts to sort of bring it back to its former glory as an award-winning choir.
We have the choir director here.
Yep, Crystal Harding.
Hi, Crystal.
Glad to be here.
How long have you been the choir director for the Ypsilanti High School Choir?
This is my second year as the choir director at the high school, although I've been in the district for over 30 years.
Don, do you have a history with choirs yourself personally?
Well, I was a member of the Ypsilanti High School Choir for 4 years.
Okay, so it's kind of coming home again for you.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I've come full circle.
Are you a soprano or alto, or what do you sing?
These days, I sing all four parts because I have to teach all of them. I was originally an alto, but I'm not really sure what I am. I think I'm everything now.
So you went to Ypsilanti High School, and then you've been teaching in the district for many, many years, and now you've come back to where you learned about music in the first place. What did that feel like? What was that like for you?
It's definitely a sentimental thing for me. I definitely feel like I'm at home in the choir room because I spent so many years there as a teenager, and I met my husband in choir, and my brother and I were in choir together. My daughter was in choir. So much of my family, so much of my life was spent in that choir room.
I can totally relate to that. I was in a touring, performing concert choir in high school growing up myself, and it's a bonding thing. You form relationships, and it really impacts your life. So now here's your opportunity to do that for students.
Absolutely.
Has the choir room changed much?
No.
No.
Not at all.
So this is year two as the choir director of the Ypsilanti High School, and you've brought a couple of students with you. Tell us who they are.
I brought with me Mr. Tyrell O'Neill and Mr. Elijah Love. They are both basses with beautiful voices in our choir.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I've already asked them to sing. They've already turned me down for that.
My voice not right.
Have you been in the choir your whole time? You're both seniors, right?
Yeah.
Have you been in choir the whole time?
We first started out both in 10th grade, and this will be our last year in the high school choir.
And how do you feel about it? Does it make you happy to sing?
I actually like singing. I sing at home sometimes.
I'm used to being in choir because I was used to being in my church choir, and I had choir for like middle school and all that, so it's bringing back.
Are you going to pursue, either one of you pursuing music once you graduate this year?
No, that's not my career choice. I want to play football. That's what I want to do.
On the other hand, I like music, like instruments. I play the piano and the drums.
Do you get to do that with a choir?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, for my piano class that we had.
We did it last year for some of our songs.
How would you describe what it feels like to be in choir? Do you make special friends? Do you think it's a unique part of the high school experience?
Yeah, I met a lot of people that I didn't know from choir class.
I guess so, yeah. I created bonds with other people in our classes that I probably wouldn't have like outside of choir, so I think so.
Did you travel last year? What were some of the experiences the students had?
Last year we went to Washington, D.C., and they competed as a show choir and brought back a first place trophy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're very proud of that. But also they got to see all of the national monuments. They got to go on a dinner cruise. I think they enjoyed that the most.
That was my favorite part.
They were dance. Boy, they can really dance. They're good dancers too.
Well, you said they're a show choir.
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
They dance while they sing. Not only do they learn the difficult music and four-part harmony, but they have to dance to it while they're singing.
So you competed for that in Washington, D.C. last
yes.
year and won first place.
Yes, we did.
So that's exciting. What's coming up this year?
This year we will be traveling to New York City, and we will be part of a festival where we will perform at Carnegie Hall.
Okay, I have to do this. Guys, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall?
No.
How?
Ms. Harding, do you want to answer that?
Okay, the joke is practice, but I always tell people if you want to get to if you want to get to Carnegie Hall, join the Ypsilanti Community High School Choir.
There you go. See, one just a hand. You're welcome. Is it a fundraising situation right now? How are you going to pay for this?
We have an endowment which gives us part of our funds to go. It will not fund the whole thing. The more we can fundraise, the more choir members we can take. We are planning on taking somewhere around 40 members. We have 75 altogether. So with fundraising efforts, hopefully we'll be able to take everybody, or at least more, you know, everybody who deserves it at least.
So how can the community support you? How are you fundraising?
Well, they can just write checks and hand us money.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that always works.
Yeah, for pretty much everybody.
Yeah, we did a fundraiser where we sold candles and chocolate and all of that stuff. And we may plan another fundraiser, a dinner, something like that. And we also did a social media fundraiser that brought in a little bit.
Well, here's your opportunity. You're on the radio on 89.1 WEMU. What would you say to the community why it's important that they do financially support you?
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for our students, and we are in Ypsilanti, where a lot of our families don't have a lot of resources and would not be able to pay for a trip like this for our kids. They will not only perform at Carnegie Hall, but they will also visit the World Trade Center, see the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway musical. And it's going to be upwards of $1,500 per student. For these students to be able to have these opportunities, I mean, it's just a treasure. It's an incredible opportunity for them. So I would hope that the community has been very generous, and we're very grateful. And, you know, if you want to give more, we'll certainly take it.
Guys, what would it mean to you? Give you an opportunity you might not otherwise have?
Well, I have been out of state now since last year, but I always wanted to visit New York because it's just looking at like pictures of New York, it seemed fun. And
I've never been to New York, and I don't know if I would ever be able to go there. So this is a big opportunity for me to go there.
And we don't want to leave you without you getting a chance to hear a little bit of the choir. This is from a concert last year.
Yes, this is from our spring concert. It was called A Brand New Day.
So how many members do you say there are?
There are 75.
75. Well, we hope they all get to go to New York, and we appreciate you, Crystal Harding, director of the Ypsilanti Community High School Choir. Thank you so much for joining us here for On the Ground Ipsy. And On the Ground reporter Sarah Rigg, what's coming up next week?
Well, when I was reporting on Ypsilanti Township 2040 a couple of weeks ago, I found out that Ypsilanti Township, just the township and not the city, has 28 neighborhood watch groups. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. So I talked to members of some local neighborhood watches, both in the township and the city, about their experience and some law enforcement about what the benefits of having a neighborhood watch are.
Well, we'll look forward to reading and hearing about that. And anytime you can find any of Sarah's stories at concentratemedia.com, correct?
That's right.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of On the Ground Ipsy.